This is Judd in lockdown in sunny Hertfordshire, and just recalling some fond memories of working with some of my artists when I was head of Epic Records going back a few years ago. One that springs to mind is Michael Jackson, having worked with the Jackson family on their Triumph album. Then I started working with Michael on his solo projects. Off the Wall in particular was one album that we kicked on. I used to meet him at the airport. He'd arrive with his minder at Heathrow. All the security would be running around, and I'd put him in my little limo, always a small blacked out window Mercedes, nothing like the big Hurst Oakley long cars. Used to hate them, thought I was going to a funeral. But anyway, Michael would jump in the car and I'd brief him as to what was happening that day, what was on the itinerary. And on this occasion, I decided to go past Buckingham Palace on the way to the South Bank, London Weekend Television. Anyway, on the way there, chatting, I passed the Buckingham Palace. The flag was up and I said, "Oh, the Queen's in." "Jack, how do you know that?" I said, "Well, the flag's up, the Queen's in. Flag down, the Queen's at Balmoral or somewhere." Anyway, sort of excitedly enjoyed that little bizarre interlude. And every time he arrived back from the US, asked me to go back to past the palace, where he'd say, "She's in," or "She's not in." And we'd have a little chuckle. I'd often take him doing the radio interviews. And on one occasion, we went to Capitol Tower, which was based in Euston Road. And I got there a bit early. There were thousands of kids outside, so we decided to hold up around the corner discreetly. So we were sitting there. Michael started saying, "Jed, what's that little shop over the road?" He'd noticed a little military shop selling old military stuff. I explained that that was the stuff that the guards used to wear outside, or still do, outside Buckingham Palace. Oh, he was so excited. He said, "Can we go in, Jed?" And as we had some time to spare, I said, "Okay." So I held for by the car. His minder went over to make sure all was cool, and he zipped into the shop. There was a young girl there, very sweet, sort of absolutely froze. Michael froze, and I said, "Michael, say hello," or something, which he did. Then signed an autograph, give her a hug, and then started doing a bit of shopping. I think he bought half of the shop anyway. We left, we jumped back in the car. He, by this time, put this pith helmet on, which is an old military helmet. We went off to Capitol, done the interview there, and then went on to Round Table at the BBC to do an interview with George Harrison and David Jensen, then called Kid Jensen. He had the pith helmet there. I think there are still shots of Michael with George Harrison and Michael wearing his pith helmet. I think this is the start as well of him doing all the military stuff on his stage gear, which you'll see braiding and everything. So I'm the one responsible for that. So don't blame the boogie, blame me. Anyway, long and short of it, Michael sadly died, and ITV and BBC News came to interview me, asking about the, you know, the times I worked with Michael. I always pointed out the positive, although I did mention that Dad was a bit of a, how can I say, a bit problematic on times when it came to chastising the boys for no reason. Sadly, he passed away, but one TV news reader done his research and actually found the lady who worked at Lawrence Corner Military Shop and actually brought her along. Now, age, she was, what, about 20, 30 years older, kids, married and all that bit, but recalled all that moment where she wanted to see him, couldn't get out of the office, couldn't get out of work, and there he is. He walks through the front door of her shop. And it was so sweet seeing her recall the whole thing. What a way, you know, to sort of end a little newsreel. And I must admit, I am saddened at all the litigation that's happened when Michael was alive. You know, I question those people who took that money. There's a big question mark on that whole thing. I found him wonderful. I found him really sort of appreciative of kids and their childhood, the one that he never had. So there's a lot of smoke there and a big question mark as to what happened. But anyway, I had a fabulous time working with Michael. As you say, it was a bit of a thriller for me. I even introduced him to McCartney. Was that a good thing or a bad thing? But Paul did let me play on his album eventually, so no harm done. Anyway, there you go. Blame it on the boogie, blame it on me.